Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Angels, and welcome to our mastermind group this morning. And I don't know who's going to come, and but I'm certainly glad that I'm doing this morning for myself. And, man, it's been a challenging night. Last night I went out and met a friend, and we had some dinner, and I was coming home, and I was on 95, and, you know, I have a car that's less than a year old. Well, excuse me, it'll be a year this month. And anyway, this car sideswiped me on 95, did not stop or anything. And, you know, I stopped and spent like an hour and a half on the side of the road. I got off the highway and my car works. It's just the door is just totally gone and some other things, I'm sure. And I'm sitting there fuming mad that how can this happen, right? How can someone just leave the scene, you know, and not stop and not do anything? And long story short, the cop came, took the report. He goes, yeah, you can see where he just swiped you, or she or whoever. You know, I assume it's a guy, but it may have been a woman. Who knows? All right. So it may be kids. Who knows? I don't know. And I was so shaken up, it caught me off guard. And it's dark. I was like, what just happened? Right. And the guy just, or the person away. I'm fuming mad, you know, and I'm laying in bed this morning and just meditating. And I was like, why did this happen? And then I heard this voice say, put yourself in the flow, Tariq. It's all going to be okay. And I have insurance, and obviously it is. And, you know, just saying, I told you guys, I think on Tuesday, those who are listening now or those who are listening later, that I really want to get a convertible. And I said this at the beginning of the year. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the guy that told me this car, see what I can do, if I can do it now. He's going to do it in October. So no time like the present, right? And so maybe this is a way that I start the ball rolling to get the convertible. And I have insurance, and I'm certainly going to be able to get my car fixed. So that's a non-issue. But I wanted to share that with you guys. So being in the flow, what does that mean? Right? I was just talking to a friend of mine, and being in the flow means it can't just happen. Flow into one thing flows into another, and you're not mad or angry. You're just in the flow. So, and then you get things quicker, things happen in your life faster, and there's a lot of joy with it. And so that's being in the flow. So I'm going to just say, instead of saying, let me get my convertible and let this work out this way, I'm just going to say, put me in flow. So in their divine perfect time, right? You know, and with money, do that with anything in it. And things happen and they do work. And so I appreciate my higher self. I appreciate that part of me that's connected to God. I appreciate God, and I appreciate the angels giving me that message this morning, and then they gave me another message for somebody. So, hey, how cool is that? So, have you ever been out of the flow, right? I have, in a lot of different areas. So, man, don't you find it hard to stay in it, though, sometimes? So what helps you? Meditation, right? So my first part of what I call meditation was not meditation. That was me grumbling and bitching, okay? And do you ever get mad at God? Or do you ever get mad at your angels? Do you ever get mad at your soul, your higher self, saying, hey, this isn't working out? I did that. So maybe I needed to look at things a little closer with my car and just realize, attract and magnetize to me all that I need to get what I want. That is a big message this morning. So I am magnetizing. I attract to me all that I need and all that I want, right? And isn't that cool, right? So that's my goal, is attracting all that I need and all that I want. Sometimes we spend so much time thinking about what we don't have, or, you know, so we attract more of what we don't have. So I'm saying this to you guys. I am attracting love. Okay, I met a great person last night who's going to help me with some things, and so eternally grateful for that. And people are coming in all around. And I attract, I am attracting some wonderful ideas and creating more in angel coaches, so we can all grow and all enjoy and all have a great life. And we're creating a magazine, and we're creating some things here that are amazing. And so that's something that I know to be the right thing. And what do you want to attract? I mean, do you want to attract a great girl or a great guy, or do you want to attract a great job, a great business, a great career? What are you looking to attract in your own life? And so that's something that you need to really to look at. I need to look at, right? We all do. And then when we say, okay, I want to attract this kind of person in my life to help me in business, or I want to attract these kind of people to help me in business, or to help me grow as a person, or the kind of friends. I think we need to look at our friends too, right? What kind of friends are you hanging out with? Man, that's important because the kind of, you know, you're known by the five people you hang out with. Who they are is who you are in a lot of ways, right? So are your guys or your girlfriends, guy friends, and I have both guy and girlfriends, do they believe in the law of attraction? Do they believe in a higher power, you know, or do they, it doesn't mean that they have to believe in God. Do they believe in a higher power that's in them? Do they believe you can create anything if you have enough wisdom and you have enough So my five friends, I look at the closest ones to me. I was on the phone with somebody last night after this happened, and then I were talking. He said, just go in there and be the temperamental diva that you think anybody can join us. I'm not going to keep you long. I've got a lot to do today, obviously, as well as you guys. I know your time's at premium. And let's see. We have, good. Lourdes, can you hear me? Can you hear me now? It's all good. Lourdes?
Yes, good morning.
Hey, I was telling everybody I got sideswiped with my car last night on 95, okay? So, and, you know, I got to go and do the insurance thing this morning, go see the Honda dealership, and then I also want a convertible, so maybe it's time for me to get the convertible. What do you think? I've had my car a year this month, the 23rd, and I was so upset, you know, because they sideswiped it and just left. So like, I understand how people feel now. What do they call that? Hit and run. You know, so at least I'm safe. And So I'm looking to create, I look at the friends in my life and see what I'm creating. You know, I've got some great friends. I was talking to somebody last night and he said,
hello? Hello?
Ability to do that now. That I get to sit and possibly shop for a convertible that I was going to hold off and get until October, November, December. So what do you think about that? Does that feel right to you? Feels right to me. That's what I'm going to try to do and open that door. So and being in the flow, right? Sometimes it's hard to be in the flow. What do you think? Do you have a hard time being in the flow, or does it come to you easy? Because we want things, we want them. Maybe the universe has a better way of giving. What is? Anyway, hopefully Lourdes is there. So can you hear me now, Lourdes? But so I've got Lourdes to see if anybody else. Oh, got another person here. Oh, Lourdes again. Okay. Lourdes?
Yes, I am here, sweetheart. I'm here.
Oh, okay. So what do you think? What does being in the flow to you mean? You know, that's a hard one. I mean, because we get caught up in the way things are and what they need to be rather than just in God and the universe angels to provide for us, right? Don't you think? Or higher self, right? To give us the answer.
Absolutely. But are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Under everything, you're fine, okay? But
I'm going to tell you something right now. I have learned to. One of the things that I needed to learn was just trust. I pulled over, called the cops. I got everything ready, called my insurance, started on that whole process. I was like, man, I realized that I can do things myself, and I don't need a guy, right, to help me. I desire a guy to be there with me, but I don't need a guy to help me. You can figure it out, right? That's cool. That was like, I saw that in myself. My father, I called him and told him, he's like, that's great, T. You know, but yeah, I'm okay. So being in the flow, I just got it all done. So when the cop came, I said, here's my insurance, here's my registration, here's my license, and here's the damage.
Oh, wow.
I got the report and everything. It's all good.
You do. You do. Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
there's.
I don't know. I just oh, hello everybody. Good morning. I just it's a little suggestion. You know me and the suggestions
No, you're
that I
great. One
respond.
change changes everything. Yeah, tell us, what's your suggestion?
Yeah. Okay. The suggestion is it is when we say that we don't need a guy, listen, we all need someone. We all need some.
Okay.
I mean, no one to, you know, I mean, you are higher than me, but I'm telling you that we all need someone. That's why we are here in this planet and not in other plane, okay? So we all need someone to get things done. So in this case, you got the police, you got your insurance. So yes, we all need something. We all need someone. But in the terms of being to have to rely on someone, that's where you are able now to see that you are able to do it. That there is those doubts are just becoming just dust. And so getting a new car, I would say just I guess just try to get this going, because definitely you may get the other car. It is up for you to look
To
into that.
decide. And I was talking to a friend of mine. He's a great guy and I love him. And he really helped me last night. Listen, he said, just go in there and be that person, you know, and he's really special. And you're not, we'll talk about that later. But yeah, so that's it. But needing a guy, we all need someone in our life. You're right about that, right? You know, and but and I have a great guy, but I You know what I'm saying. So, but anyway, go ahead.
Yes,
What you're going to
I
say.
know. I know what you're saying. Yes, so that this is a beautiful time in this year, in this universe, in which we these next couple of weeks, it is you can manifest that what your heart mostly desires. So
Yeah,
we
this is
can talk
true.
later in private, because yes, there is quite a couple of things that you can have a tangible more than you can ever believe yourself right now.
That's a,
Usually when
I'm
those
going to tell
things happen,
you, right?
does that
Let
work?
me say this
Does
one
that work on
thing.
the side?
Yeah,
Mama,
hold
does
on.
that
You
work
were,
on the
yeah.
side? Does
There's a
that work
what?
on the side? Well, we talk later
You're
about it, because I am having a lot of in like this Wi-Fi here is not so
I
good.
want to hear what you had to say. But there's a woman on the phone right now, and Tisha's here. Tisha, this is the girl I was talking about. She's a single mom of four boys, and they are amazing. And she has to set a triplets herself. But we'll talk later. I'll talk to you, Tisha. But this is the one I was talking about. She's a head of her department, dean of her whatever, and of her inner school, and got an education. Tisha, meet Lourdes, Tisha.
Yes,
So,
yes. Oh,
hi.
hi, Tisha. Hi, Tisha. What are you
Hi, this
doing
is
today?
Tisha. I
What are
feel
you
like
doing
I'm trying to keep my eyes open today.
You what? I'm
Just
just
trying to
trying
keep
to keep
my
my
eyes
eyes
open today. Diet, stress.
open. Oh, stress. Oh,
Yeah.
okay. Oh, wow.
Tisha's going through a really challenging time, Lourdes, on every avenue that you and I have done. She's going through it right now in one big old thing. Okay, so I'll just
Oh,
put it like
wow.
that. Yeah,
Okay.
and yeah, but what are you saying? The 2 week, this next 2 weeks are about really creating and manifesting that the universe is.
Well, no, the creation, this coming 2 weeks is about manifestation. The creation is already done. It is just for you to accept what is coming. So that is the big transformation. So I'm telling you,
So
I
I so
am
let the chips fall where they lie, in other words.
it is not like it is whatever your heart's desire they have been. If you know, if you it is they are going to show up in whatever color, shape, and fashion. So we have to be very careful, very, very careful as to what our heart desire they have been, because they will manifest in whatever shape, color, or fashion. So
So
it
what you're
is just
saying is, right
manifestation.
now, I've already
Manifestation.
created
Manifestation.
it.
Huh? Say
I'm
that
present
again.
right now,
or past? Because right now my heart doesn't, like, I'm just drained. But from the past, I was had lots of desires. Right now, I'm so drained and down, you know?
Yes, yes, I understand. I totally understand. Believe me, I totally understand. Yeah. It's just like a, this empty hollow, this black hole that there is nowhere to look about. So nowhere to look about. It is just because a suggestion. It is just to remain silent, and practice silence, but silence of the mind. Practice silence of the mind, and then you can do that for with discipline. You can say 10 minutes silence of the mind, 15 minutes silence of the mind, and then you will be better prepared to receive what it is that the answers that you are looking for. And sometimes the answers, they are not right there in front of you, because it is like your toes are looking in one direction where your heart is looking in another direction. So that's why you see nothing in front of you. So
that's why the silence
of the mind, it is not an easy tool, but the silence of the mind, it is just, you just put yourself in that programming. I'm going to silence my mind right now, and I'm just open to hear what it is that I am not listening to. And then if you don't hear anything, that's fine. You can, this is not just like a Tinkerbell. That's fine. And then maybe you go to a Starbucks or whatever, and then somebody says something, and you go like, that's it. So that's how you will be able to see the light a little bit more for what your heart's desires there is. So it's a suggestion.
Being in the flow too? In the flow? Like, we've got to be in the flow? Are you saying
yes,
that, like, being
yes,
in the flow?
Yes, very good, Terry. You have to be very, thank you. That's why you're so good, period. You put it very simple. Yes, you have to be in the flow. But for some individuals, being in the flow, it can take another connotation, because you have other people that also could be on the flow, but on the flow of the things that doesn't elevate your vibration.
Right.
So when my angel says that, you know, the silence of the mind is that's is very difficult. It's very difficult, but it can be done. I myself am using my own medicine, if you will, because it is true. We can be interjected with many other individuals outside in their own drama, in their own agenda, but we have our own main purpose, so we have to recapture that.
I just feel disconnected from everything and everyone right now.
That is okay. Because when you feel disconnected, because all those lessons that they were to be learned, they are done. It's a lifetime that just closed for you, and you just have to make a note. Now you are in that position in where you will be better equipped. Now where you will have. A suggestion for Tisha will be just, well, what you will have to do is don't fall into the blaming game, because the blaming game, it is a big piece of luggage or a suitcase, if you will, that in the least of the moment is just pops, just like in the cartoons, you know, when things pop, you know. So you just have to little by little get out of
the game, blaming me, like blaming myself, you mean?
Yes. Mhm. Yeah.
There you go. Wow. I have a question. You said something about 2 weeks. Okay, so manifesting what you're looking for, but we've already created on the ethers in the heavens, or however you say it. Now it's our choice to bring it down and enjoy being it, having it, creating, because we've created it with our dreams and our intentions and our goals, because I wanted to create this, this, and this, right, in business and in personal, in my, you know, in my run, okay, for exercise. Uh-huh. So now I've created it. What you're saying is not about creating it. It's about magnetizing it, bringing it to us. Let me tell you something that is so damn true. Oh, damn it. Lord is such great. Okay, so,
so
Tisha's like created what you want to create, Tisha. You know what we're all the stuff that you're looking in business and personal, and so now it's just about being a big magnet and saying, okay, now I'm ready for that stuff that I've created in that bank account to be given to me. The bank account meaning whatever that means, love, business, all that stuff. Okay, gotcha. Anyway, cool, very cool.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, Lourdes. That's great. Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Allison's here. Allie, what are you looking to magnetize? Not create, but magnetize. You've already created it. Well, damn it. What have I created? I've created some stuff.
Oh, my God. I'm usually not rendered speechless, but Lourdes, you are amazing. What you said today was like, wow, I needed to hear that.
Yeah.
What do I want to magnetize? Yeah, it was, I needed to be on this call this morning. I needed to hear your words, and I want to thank you because they were wonderful.
Wow. Thank you. Oh, wow.
You're welcome. There's many things, really right now, balance. For me, I want to magnetize that balance and prosperity. Those are the two things
awesome.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
love is there. It's not magnetizing it, or maybe it is, but maybe allowing it to come to fruition, because I'm fighting the past. So love, prosperity, and balance would be the three things that I'm magnetizing right now.
Nice.
Put it out there, but I need to bring it to me. But thank
good.
All of you. This has been, I'm so touched by this call this morning. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And thank you very much.
Thank
Tisha, you're wonderful, all of you guys were. Thank you, Lourdes.
Well,
you're
I feel
appropriate
okay that I can stay low key right now, because I feel like I always should be doing stuff, but it seems like my intentions were put out there, and it's just about, I get what she's saying when she said, when the things pop at you, and it's like, yeah, and that is the inspiration that takes you to the next thing. I just feel really tired right now, so I just want to see and kind of stay really low key is the way I put it.
That's okay.
And until I gotta cancel my weekend. I feel like it's the wrong thing and the right thing to cancel my weekend, but I just don't feel like I should be doing it right now.
That's okay. Allow yourself that, because there's many times that I have fought that urge to turn things off, and then it was more of a detriment than you know, thinking that I had to do this, and this, and when I should have just shut down and thought about me. So just words from somebody that tried to push it through, and it didn't work out well for me.
It's just so much stress to try to make this weekend happen, and, you know, it's just adding on to one lie on top of another, and just not ready for it. So even though it's business and it should be helping me, I'm going to have to not let it happen, because until my crazy life is settled, I can't, you know, the stress, I think that's what's making me tired too, the stress of the weekend and having to put together more lies. Can't do it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, you know, living in truth is good. I think living in truth is key here for all of us, right? You know, so.
Oh,
anyway.
Amen.
I'm trying to talk.
You're doing you're doing good. We all are. Well, ladies, I got to run, okay, because I got to deal with this, my car situation today. So you guys take care. Have a great weekend. And listen, Victoria is doing part two on soul planning. You guys, she is amazing with that. She healed herself of Lyme's disease, okay, because she realized that she planted in her soul. And she healed herself of a lot. So listen to her show tonight. It's at 8 p.m. East Coast time. You can listen by this phone number, or it's all our shows are available 24/7, 365 days a year by going to the web link, facebook.com/angelcoaches, and you can get the web link there to listen to it. So you guys have a great night. You get a great day. Take
Thanks,
care. Sorry. And we'll talk to you guys
later. Bye-bye, everybody.
Right. Take care, everybody.
You too. Take good care. Okay. Ciao.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.